Ketso Sejane on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Grace Mugabe, having been granted diplomatic immunity by our Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. The person at the center of all of this is Gabriella Engels. And remember last week that we spoke to Gabriella about her experience and the allegations that she had made regarding what she went through with the First Lady. And joining us on the line is Gabriella's mom, Debbie Engels. Thank you very much, Ma, for making time to speak to us. Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for having me.
The decision that has been taken by our government via the Minister of International Relations, how have you as a family and Gabby specifically received it?
Quite frankly, I'm appalled. I am appalled that they allowed this woman to leave the country without, having a day in court.
Were you at all informed by the police, those responsible for the investigation, before she was granted this, or before you knew that she was leaving the country?
The police didn't give us no information whatsoever. No information whatsoever.
So you as a family found out that she was gone and she got this immunity the same time that the rest of the country did? How's Gabby doing?
She's trying to carry on with her life, trying to recover from this whole ordeal and trying to get some normality back in her life.
Yeah. We just had a conversation with Willie Spies of AfriForum, and he's outlined the steps that they are going to be taking in fighting this matter. Do you have faith moving forward, Debbie, around your daughter finding justice or this matter being pursued to its fullest?
I do. I have a strong belief in God, and I believe that He will use Willie Spies and Geren Allen to get justice for my daughter. I still do have a lot of hope. Although this government has failed us, and proven yet again that the political allies are more important than the citizens of this country, I believe that God will not fail her, that Grace Mugabe will be brought to justice at one point. She will. I believe that strongly.
There's been incredible support for Gabriella, and let alone AfriForum, but also South Africans in general. And I remember when we spoke to Gabby last week, she also had to unfortunately deal with people who made certain rude statements about her and calling into question her character. I'm hoping that has eased, Debbie. Is she still dealing with that?
Look, you do still find some people that are negative, but majority of South Africans are standing behind her, and we are so grateful. It's humbling to see how many people are standing behind her through this whole predicament. We'd like to say thank you, to South Africa for believing in her and standing behind her and giving her the support in this difficult time in her life.
Yeah. Gabby has been in the focus, if one were to speak of when reading the report, her name comes up, but she wasn't the only one. Do you as a family know where is the other young woman that was also assaulted by allegedly assaulted by the First Lady?
The other two friends, yeah, but they don't want to be, they don't want the public to know who they are. They're not as, how can I put it? As my daughter.
Yeah.
And we respect the wishes, you see.
Yeah.
So
We wish you and Gabby specifically all the best, Debbie, and let's watch the story and see how it all unfolds. But thank you very much for making time to speak to us.
Thank you so much for for having us and getting our side of the story across. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And give Gabby our love. Thanks as a family for allowing her to speak to us last week as well.
Okay. It's a pleasure. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Debbie Engels is the mother to Gabriella Engels, who was allegedly, together with two of her friends, assaulted by the First Lady of Zimbabwe. You know what would have been better? What would have been better is if this matter had gone all the way to court and then for it to be concluded in court. But you see, for as long as it didn't go to court, for as long as there's this question around the diplomatic immunity, it speaks to a decision being taken by our government, via the Minister of International Relations, to, and I think I put it like such last week, Gabby being sacrificed on the altar of democracy and comradeship. That's what I read from all of this.